Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's edition of Grits and the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and I am so glad that you are joining me this sixth Sunday after Epiphany. What a beautiful week it is here in South Georgia. I hope that wherever you are taking in this beauty of this time of year before it gets too hot. And before the bugs and the pollen and all the things that come with spring, we have a few weeks of reprieve. And I hope that you're enjoying every moment of God's creation. Let us come together now in a time of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's Old Testament lesson is Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 10. Hear now the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when the heat comes, it and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? In the Lord test the mind and search the heart. I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart. To give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Friends, let us now repeat together and come together as we ponder those words that are the tenets of our faith. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we come to you today, thankful for the trees that give us shelter, for the trees that give us shade, for the trees that bear fruit. Let their roots and wings and branches and leaves inspire us to grow in our faith in you. Hear us now as we pray those words that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today's gospel lesson is the gospel, we're still in the gospel according to Luke. We are now in the sixth chapter, verses 17 through 26. Hear now the words of the gospel. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And everyone in the crowd was trying to touch him, for power came out of him and he healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have a family full of green thumbs. My grandmother, Gogi, had a green thumb. My nephew has a green thumb. My parents, my brother, my Twigs relatives are and were all farmers. I was gifted some plants recently, and the first thing I did was text my nephew about keeping them alive. My thumb tends to need some help to be green. So anytime a scripture comes up that has anything to do with vines or seeds or trees or fruit, I know God still has a sense of humor, making this girl preach about plants. Just know that anytime I talk about anything green, it is done after exhaustive research. I know you all thought I was perfect, but here I am bearing my imperfections before you. Because this week's Old Testament lectionary text have trees at the heart of healing and prosperity. We've already read the Jeremiah text. The first psalm is our lectionary reading for this week, and it says this: "Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the paths that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all they do, they prosper." One of my favorite parts of being back in rural South Georgia is the landscape. It's so easy for me to get distracted by the beauty all around me that I miss my turn into the campground. Being surrounded by fields of just harvested cotton or rows of just tilled earth does something good for the soul. I'll never forget the first time I drove home after moving here. All of the busyness and stress of a move and the holidays didn't really let me enjoy the trip much the first time I came down. But once I was settled and could just enjoy being here, I could feel my shoulders drop. Riding in the country makes your blood pressure go down. It takes the hurry and worry out of life. I hope I never get used to that feeling. That peace that I feel as I drive through the fields and forests. They take away all of the stress of the rest of the world. This is one of those weeks where the New Testament lectionary texts take on a whole new meaning for me as I read it together with the other scriptures of today. The blessings and the woes can be a little daunting. It's a balance of poor and rich, hungry and full, weeping and laughter. Words like hate and revile and defame are balanced with joy. We can't get too comfortable in the blessings. We're given hope in the blessings, but Jesus isn't all sunshine and roses. Just when you think you're good, he reminds us all that the woes are coming for us all. Don't get too comfortable being rich, for you may be one day poor. Woe there, friends. If you're laughing and joyful, morning is right around the corner. Do you have a lot of food? Woe to you. Watch out. Being hungry can come again. The blessings and the woes, much like life, are quite the roller coaster. The Psalm and the Jeremiah text don't seem to be much help at first glance. On top of the woes, they remind us that there are a lot of wicked people out there. We will be unhappy if we follow the path of sinners. We will be cursed when we trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh our strength. Cursed for sure when our hearts turn away from the Lord. There's a lot of wickedness and a lot of wicked people out there who try to focus on themselves. We can see the curses playing out before our eyes some days. The roller coaster is tough, my friends. But always, there is hope. And we find hope in these verses and in our own lives in the trees. Like the trees that surround us here on the land that we live and worship on. The fields that are dotted with clumps of trees protecting our houses and our cemeteries. The trees that throw shadows over the creeks and rivers and hover over their banks. Their roots exposed like fingers reaching down into the water. Or like the hope found in the trees planted in rows that bear fruit. Even when they are gray and bare, we can almost feel the hope. Just like when the woes and the times before the blessings, we know that we will once again bloom and bear fruit. We know that the peaches and pecans will flourish in the summer because they have endured the harsh winter. I didn't call my nephew this week to find out about pecan trees. I didn't want him to roll his eyes at me twice in one week for not knowing how things grow. So I went to my second favorite source, the Farmer's Almanac. There was an article about growing pecan trees. And look, I'm a good Southern girl, so I did know a few things already. The almanac verified that I was correct. It does take 6 to 8 years before pecan trees starts to give us its precious gifts. I did know that there were male and female flowers, but the almanac helped explain that too. Pecans are often sold as type 1 or type 2, referring to when they flower. Pecan trees will have male and female flowers on the same tree, but cannot fertilize themselves. You'll need one of each type to get a good crop of nuts. There are lessons in the trees. Sometimes it can take a long time, a very long time, even years, for the blessings to come. Sometimes we can feel like all we do is live in the woes, live in the time waiting for the blessings, the fruit, and the peace to show up. But they always do. We have that assurance through our faith. Also, we don't have to go through any of it alone. We don't have to be the only flower on the tree hoping and praying that the fruit comes. We are surrounded by orchards of type 1 and type 2 trees that have all kinds of flowers on them to help us bear fruit. It takes all of us together to make that happen. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. It gives me such peace to know that we have a place that is safe, a place that is sheltered and protected and made more beautiful by the trees that surround us, a place to escape the woes and the wicked of life, to find the blessings and the peace, a place of Sabbath. I could not escape the words of Wendell Berry this week. His poem titled Sabbath begins with a line that I use when I speak of living here at the campground. I go among the trees and sit still. In his own way, he speaks of his own woes and fears and how God's natural world helps him sing. See if your own story can be heard in his words. I go among trees and sit still. All my stirring becomes quiet around me, like circles on water. My tasks lie in their places where I left them, asleep like cattle. Then what is afraid of me comes and lives a while in my sight. What it fears in me leaves me, and the fear of me leaves it. It sings, and I hear its song. Then what I am afraid of comes. I live for a while in its sight. What I fear in it leaves it, and the fear of it leaves me. It sings, and I hear its song. After days of labor, mute in my consternations, I hear my song at last, and I sing it. As we sing, the day turns, the trees move. The work of the Holy Spirit is happening in a mighty way here among these trees. We have created and are creating a space where people don't have to fear, where people can sing and come be themselves freely, where the wicked and the woes can be left behind so that we can sit and watch the trees move. I've heard it over and over again as people come here to worship with us. This is a place where the people feel blessed, where people feel protected and loved, where people can see the trust we have in the Lord. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious. It does not cease to bear fruit. I go among trees, the pines and the pecans, the peaches and the dogwoods, the cedars and the oaks. I go for Sabbath and to find fruit. So if you see my car parked on the side of the road by the orchards this summer and this fall, know that I'm not stealing peaches and pecans. Know that I'm just out there trusting in the Lord and looking for his fruit. Or at least that's what I'm going to tell the judge. Amen. As we go throughout this week, let us look all around us at the trees. The trees that are dormant in the winter, the trees that are evergreen, and be inspired by them. May our roots run deep. May our branches grow strong and high. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.